Hello and welcome to an episode.
This is an episode.
It is an episode.
Okay. You're listening to
Hot Garbage.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hot Garbage Podcast, your weekly music playlist. My name is Drew. Joining me as always is the Mucinex to my mucus, my dear friend Andy.
Roots and culture. Ja!
A very special episode this week, Andy. It's going to be our first all music episode of 2017.
Get ready for these because they're going to be coming every once in a while when you're not ready for them.
Yeah, periodically. Be ready for it. But we're going to cover some of the hottest jams that you've been chewing on in the beginning of 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a music-heavy episode. Just you and I and our silent partner, Nate, making the sound happen. A good intimate, a family episode. Before we get started, I do want to acknowledge that I know there's nothing more boring than hearing people talk about the weather. I understand it's one of the most boring topics in the world, but the fact that we've been snowed in here in Portland for a full week now, it just underscores how terrible it's going to be when climate change eventually ruins all of our lives. Because it's going to be bad enough that there's going to be dangerous weather more frequently because of our actions, but also it sucks so much to constantly be aware of and planning around the weather.
It does. Portland got hit with a moderate amount of snow, but just the
a
way
foot
that
of snow.
Yeah, it was overnight too. It was pretty intense, I guess. Other places would have just shrugged it off, but the way that Portland works, we just packed that shit down into the streets, and now it's like a minefield. Luckily, yeah. It started raining today. We're in the big melt right now, but it's just like, oh, fuck, man. I've really, really socked me in, especially with my kids and not having school and stuff.
I know.
My wife hates me, and I hate my kids, and I'm sure they hate both of us.
Right. I hate almost everything, and I don't even have children to hate.
It really fuels the hate.
The stir crazy. No sense of routine. The dampness. It's awful. So this is the new normal. And the other thing is about Portland, now there's almost no good reasons to live here because it's no longer a cheap, cool city, and the weather in the winter sucks.
Yeah, now we have snow in the city. I don't know. This was the storm of the century. People don't want to hear us bitch about the weather, though.
I know. That's what I said. I preface this by saying it's really annoying.
But
let's take climate change
right,
seriously, because once it happens, everyone, you're going to have to live your entire lives around the weather, and that is no way to live.
It's true.
That is no way to live. Fight climate change right now.
Fortunately, Portland has a few things going for it right now that, you know, these are things that are on the local music level. We have the No opening up soon.
Yeah, the brand new No.
And the old Blackbird. That's really exciting. Big Business is playing there.
Fantastic.
It's going to be amazing. They're playing two nights. The first night they're playing with Rabbits and EMS. Second night they're playing with Norska. That's going to be great. Today, the Ceremony of Sludge Spring Edition was announced for March.
Yeah.
This is really exciting. Witch Mountain's playing and Lamprey's coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting.
Yeah. And this is all
really
just a quarter
bands.
One of 2017. It's already shaping up to be a banner year for music.
Plus, with the Pickathon lineup being pretty stellar this year, and if you're a bluegrass fan like me, String Summit is all time. If you like bluegrass music, and that's the place you need to be this year.
Yeah. If you know anything about bluegrass music, then String Summit has something for you. Because I know nothing. And I saw the glow in your eye as you were telling me who was on the lineup this year.
I always get stoked when I see Del McCurry's name in a bill. That dude is just a showman. I mean, he's been around since the early days of bluegrass, Bill Monroe and stuff, and still performing late into his 70s. And, man, go see that guy if you get a chance. He's amazing. So much great stage banter. It really blows me away when an old dude can just talk, and I just want to hear every single word he has to say.
Is that part of the charm for you? Is the storytelling craft of
for all folk music, for me, it's all about the story. That's the best part about it. It is just telling an old folk tale down through the ages. They're timeless tales. And Del McCurry, man, holy shit, that dude just has a cool voice too.
And Del McCurry, what a great folk singer name.
It's good.
You trust
good.
A guy named Del.
Mm-hmm.
He'll weave a tale. He possibly sold his soul to gain his abilities.
Yeah.
That's Adele for you right there.
And his sons are really good.
He's got, not Adele, but
he's got two sons Adele. In his band. And they have a band called the Traveling McCurries. Oh, man. I could talk about this all day.
When are you and your sons going to start a family band?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true. I should really get them into some music. First of all, I need to learn how to play music.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do more of like
do it at the same time.
I'm going to try and get them in as like a family hip-hop crew.
That's good.
We're going to do some rhymes. I think Milo might be our breakdancer. Ollie's going to be our our wordsmith.
I also think I think Milo might be kind of a like a mystical Busta Rhymes type. Like a kind of fast shout rapper.
I forgot you were talking about Mystical the rapper, and I
Mystical.
He's a real mystical type, like yeah. like a Busta Rhymes, you yeah. know, in touch with the spirits.
Yeah, woo-ha. Milo's got you all in check. Well, Andy, let's listen to a little bit of music.
Let's jump on it.
We're gonna do a little bit of countdown style, although these are in no particular order. What is song number? Let's just say song number six on
song
your countdown.
Song number six. Is a song I found. This is all stuff I found on Bandcamp and like this in being snowed in the house. I've just been digging through Bandcamp and digging through all kinds of cool shit.
Some of that dirty snow music.
Mm-hmm. This is a band called Little Sprout. This is off their EP of the same name. The song's called Alien Boyfriend.
What happened to you? You disappeared. And all that's left you, your eyeballs flew.
So that was our number six right there. Little Sprout from Vancouver, British Columbia.
I really like that.
Nice three
Vancouver,
piece.
British Columbia. Yeah. All right. Yeah, our neck of the woods.
Make sure you catch these guys when they come through town, which they do soon.
Excellent. Andy, I was wondering, you were telling me during the song what your search terms were for these snow days when you're looking for some music. And how did you come across Little Sprout?
Little Sprout I came across when I was searching bubblegum. Because bubble it came gum. Up in kind of a bubblegum pop world. I don't know if it really has that. Maybe it's got some influences. I can kind of hear it.
Yeah, I guess it's. I like that chorus. Very, very gentle little melody that was really pleasant. Is that what bubblegum is now, though? Is bubblegum anything that's just like kind of sweet music?
I was looking for just like that silly 50s, 60s pop music that just kind of is a song about a can of soda. You know, just like silly stuff. You know, like it just didn't have a lot of like, I don't know. It's just like, let's write a song real quick. That's how it felt to me. And sometimes that's what you want. You want just like, or like, I even feel like the Detroit Cobras have a little bit of a bubblegum to them.
I guess you're right. I guess I could see that. You also said the search term you used was AM Gold. I've never heard that before.
AM Gold? Yeah, man. That's what you like.
I like AM Gold?
Like Sundown, like that kind of thing.
Oh, it's a little like, Gordon Lightfoot?
Gordon Lightfoot would be in there.
Oh.
Like, maybe like some, it's just like a lot of like.
I guess you're right. I guess that only people who listen to Gordon Lightfoot would go to the AM side of the dial.
Just that stuff that you heard when you were a kid on the AM on the oldie stations, that kind of a sound.
Well, what's number five on your countdown, Andy?
You want to roll right into it? Okay.
Let's roll right. Okay. I mean, whatever. I've been inside for like 9 days with the flu and the weather, and mm-hmm. I have no stories to tell. But we got a lot of music to listen to, so we might as well give the people what they want.
All right, man. There's an interesting record label out of the UK called RTTB, which I recently found out is called, it actually stands for Ramone to the Bone.
Oh.
They're a big fan of the Ramones. They're a big fan of pop punk and garage rock. And cover songs.
Okay. Well, they're scratching you right where you itch.
Yeah, man. They put out this cool compilation called Pop Punk Jukebox, and it's just all these cool pop punk bands doing covers of all kinds of shit all over the place.
Oh, wow.
And this one really struck home with me because it was a party in the USA in my house all week.
What's the name of this band?
They're called the Lollygaggers. That was the Lollygaggers from Longview, Washington. There's a cool Portland reference in there with the Mean Jeans. Fuck yeah, Mean Jeans.
Yeah, Mean Jeans.
And fuck yeah, Lollygaggers. That's a fun song.
They almost made you literally gag.
I did just spit beer all over the floor. It was either that or puke. I did one of those cough inhales. And everybody knows.
I've never known someone to be to ride that razor's edge so often between coughing and puking.
Yeah, you know, it's for me, it's an open door.
Do you feel like your puke reflex, like your body has just had to, out of self-protection, it's had to puke so often that now it slides into that mode easily?
I made my peace with it a long time ago. I found if you feel like you have to puke, just puke.
Just puke.
Just like now. When it was like, I'm either going to puke or I'm going to spit beer everywhere. I just spit beer everywhere. That was the easier thing to clean up of those two.
Have you found that, is puking easier in the sense that it's not as unenjoyable.
No. Oh, no, it sucks. I hate it.
Still sucks. Yeah, for me, it's like one of the worst things that you can possibly do.
Yeah. So I just try and get it out of the way as quick as possible. I think it's kind of like childbirth, where you don't remember how much it sucks so that you can live your life and continue on.
So
have another baby.
I'll tell a little story, a little holiday story.
That's a bad analogy.
I have a little holiday puke story. I don't think that my cousin listens to the show, so I'm not sure he would mind if I told this, but... my cousin is staying with my parents. He's about to move himself, and in between kind of like jobs and places he's living, he's been staying with my parents. And I was home over the holidays, and we had our big family Christmas, and we get back that evening, and he had beaten us home, and I got him in my family, walked upstairs, and he has vomited massively. He's massively? Outside the bathroom. He's wiping down the wall. He's like got a hand raised, and he's bringing a sponge down a full extension above his head onto the wall. And you can tell what happened was it came out of nowhere to get him, because as you're entering the bathroom, there's a wall on the outside of the bathroom door, and the puke starts high and there, and it kind of sprays into the sink and floor. But I've never seen so much vomit spread over so much territory as I saw there. And you could smell it from like the bottom of the stairs. And you just like,
and you always will.
And what began for my cousin was 24 hours of constant vomiting, and felt really bad for him. But also, nothing is really funnier to me than someone vomiting. So I had a little bit of a chuckle, and by which I mean I was in tears laughing. He also has a little bit of a sort of a monster puke scream. A la our good friend Blaine, who just yells as he pukes.
Classic Blaine.
My dad is that way, too. My dad's only, to my knowledge, only puked one time in my life. And it was like his body was totally confused, because he was just sitting on the bathroom floor, not even like kneeling in front of the toilet or hunched over. He was just sitting flat on his ass, just like yelling into the toilet as he vomited. My pukes are
you just open your mouth and it falls out.
And there's a little bit of that gag in the back of my throat, but it's generally a pretty smooth process.
Mine can go either way. Depends on if I'm sick. Sick puking is a totally different world.
Oh, yeah.
Because not only am I puking, I'm blowing my nose in between pukes.
Oh, I was going to say.
Just like snot rocketing right into the toilet.
The worst pukes are when it feels like your entire face, it's just falling from your entire face. Yeah. It catches like, it hangs from your nose a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, man, we're getting really into this puke stuff.
Have you
ever puked so hard that you can't breathe?
Well, I was going to say, ever coughed until you've puked because it's contracted your stomach? That's the kind, those are hard pukes.
I'm and talking like when
it squeezes the breath out of you.
When you're in a solid, just hard puke, and you're like, oh no, I might just asphyxiate before I can puke again.
I'm going to pass out here while I'm vomiting.
I'm going to die of not being able to breathe because my shit's too contracted.
The pukes when the stream is so thick that you can feel it like sort of expanding your esophagus as it travels in just an unbroken tube from gut to mouth.
That's how the sausage is made.
Mm-hmm. So, Andy, number four on your countdown for
number
this month.
Number four. We're going to go with...
It's a very scientific list.
We're going to go with some chill beats from Emune. That's E-M-U-N-E. Period. On Facebook. This is a track called Lifted off of his new EP.
Maybe accepted, utmost respected, and the position. Stop, look, and listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my jaw thick. You hit to my center. Let me feel it deep in the placenta. Cold as cold in the winter. Far from the inventor. Well, I got this rap shit sold. And when my back unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop, left, mom, duke, the faggot took the back way. So instead of making moves, suck my dick up. I used to do stick up, cause hoes is irritating like the hiccups. Excuse me, hoes just grow through me. Like trees, the branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking trap phenomenon, plus.
I got more blocks than text than you.
I make it hot.
Niggas won't even stand next to you.
Niggas touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head. A motherfucker's dead. You thought so.
Like that citrus, like decaying citrus smell,
mm-hmm.
that you cannot find. So I kept taking out everything in my fridge. I cleaned my fridge out. I took out all the compost and stuff. And I just couldn't find it. And today, my kids are going back to school tomorrow, hopefully, fingers crossed. I was getting their stuff together, and my son's backpack just reeked. And I opened it up, and there was so much like snack food and stuff packed in there. But at the very bottom was what used to be an orange. It was a fuzzy black ball.
Oh, no.
And I grabbed it, and I was like, what is this? And it was like, poof, and it went airborne, like this cloud of black mold spores.
Oh, God.
So I threw it back into the backpack, and it blew up even more, and I ran outside, dumped it in the trash. But,
did you get rid of your son's backpack?
I mean, I'm going to wash it. We'll see. We'll see. But I've never seen an orange go that far. This was crazy.
Where it turned into sort of like a dusty black mold ball.
In about a week, it would have been just a black dust spot.
Ew.
It was crazy. It was kind of an experiment.
Would have been the kind of thing your son's friends would have dared him to eat in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking, because your son's 7-year oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
That's second about grade. The time that I started to get injured pretty consistently. From like second, third grade until about 10th grade, I got some kind of injury. I sustained
from there to there?
About once a year, I got some kind of sustained some kind of injury that required me to go to the hospital.
Like what? Like broken bones?
I broke my ankle, kind of tore a ligament in my ankle one time. I crashed a moped. Didn't actually have to go to the hospital, but I tore up my leg. Like it took a huge, like shallow gouge out of my leg, and that laid me up for a while. I got this infection in my foot that traveled up to my lymph nodes in my hip, and whoa. I had to go get an IV drip one time. In that time, I had knee surgery on both of my knees. A variety of injuries.
That's
that
rough.
I sustained.
So 2016 was a good year for you.
2016, yeah.
You didn't have any debilitating injuries.
Oh, man, I think we maybe even talked about this before, but one of my little daydream nightmares is, as an adult, sustaining some kind of injury.
Oh, man, because
it's just
the worst.
It really just takes it out of you.
Remember like a couple summers ago when you got bit by all those bugs?
Oh,
and you got those horrible scabs?
Yeah, I got... I'm susceptible to that kind of thing. There was, as an adult, there has been a run of years where a spider has bitten me and created some kind of poison in my body. So I usually have to go about once a year to treat a spider bite that's gotten infected, and they'll draw that permanent marker line around it that I'll have on my arm for like 4 days or something like that. But yeah, I went to a sort of like a woods commune with my sister 2 summers ago, and I guess it was chiggers or something like that.
Honest to God, chiggers?
I think they were chiggers.
I thought that was just like a racist bug euphemism.
It is, you know, it depends on how you use it. But in this instance, I think it was the real thing.
Wow.
And it was disgusting.
Yeah, man.
Avoid injuries.
Bug bites suck.
Be careful out there, everybody. Especially if you're in the Northwest and you're walking around on the ice. Can you imagine falling down now and rolling an ankle? How stir crazy you'd be then?
I totally can, because I fell down pretty good on the ice.
Did you? You took a little spill, huh?
Yep. Just in my front yard.
That's good.
Luckily. Yeah. Nothing really exciting about it. I just fell down and hurt.
I know. I wish there was something exciting for us to talk about, but
I've got nothing.
I've
been locked
either.
Up in my house for weeks.
Yeah.
All I've got to tell you about is all about these cool kids movies I've been watching.
Is there a good kids movie that's popped up? Is there one that...
Yeah, Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, yeah? Kubo, the Two Strings? Really good?
Very good. Yeah. I like that story a lot, too.
Excellent. Well, just in time for Oscar season.
Mm-hmm.
You're catching up on that. I saw the movie La La Land over the weekend. Not as good. I don't understand why it's up for any awards. It's a pleasurable little movie, but it's kind of got a sad ending. I don't want to spoil the ending for you romantics out there, but a little bit bittersweet at the end. And that's my miniature review of La La Land.
I watched about half of Hateful Eight last night.
Oh, I like Hateful Eight.
Before my wife just went, fuck this movie. Is anything going to happen in this movie? And I had to tell her, no.
You were only like 3 hours into that 5 hour movie.
She was like, how much is left of this? Is anything going to happen? And I was like, well, there's an hour left and you're going to have to wait. And she was just not having it.
And nothing really was going to happen.
Oh, man, that third act is solid.
Yeah, I know. I really like that movie. I enjoy it. But
it's good.
I
can
see
people
losing. Yeah, it is a bit of a slow burn.
One weird thing about that movie, on the cover and on the opening credits and everything, it says, the eighth movie from Quentin Tarantino. Why? Why does he announce it as, like, every time you make a movie, it's your next number? That's crazy that he can get away with that. Can he?
What do you mean, can he? Can he get away with it?
You don't see that on, like, Michael Bay movies. Like, the 47th Michael Bay movie.
No, because the strategy with the Michael Bay movies, you want to forget how many movies he's made. Like, if you're marketing his movies, you want to sort of obfuscate the damage he's done to pop culture. You don't want to say, God, he's made 12 of these? Oh, my God. Because then people would be too embarrassed to go see it.
I guess so.
But Tarantino, it's like prestige. It's like, ooh, eight. What are... And, like, immediately when you said that, I started trying to run down what the eight movies were. And I think I can get them all, and I really enjoy all of his movies.
Yeah, it's true.
And you know, you can put in, you know, like 24 hours and watch all eight.
I just think that's a move right there. Be like, this is my eighth movie. And then have the title of the movie. That's in the title of the movie.
Yeah.
The eighth movie from Quentin Tarantino, The Hateful Eight.
I never saw Kill Bill Volume 2. That's the only Tarantino movie I haven't seen.
Oh man, you saw Kill Bill Volume 1 and not Volume 2? You got to see them both.
And I like the first one a lot. Okay.
The second one isn't as much action, but it's a lot of big showdowns.
Okay. All right. So basically, we recommend watching Tarantino movies.
We recommend watching movies while you're sitting in your house.
And not getting injured.
I'm sure it's probably just going to be like this every year. More and more snow all throughout the country.
Yeah.
What's the thing right now? There's been snow in every state except Florida.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. And Florida has that gigantic gator. Have you seen that image of that, like, 21-foot gator in Florida?
Oh no, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's a meme out there right now for all you snowed in gator fans.
All you snowed in gator fans. Well, let's just jump right in here to
number three,
number
Andy.
Three on the list.
On the top six at six.
Ooh, let's give it a little hip hop with Tiff the GIF. I've been holding on to this one for a long time.
Everybody trying to make progress towards success. As long as you don't lose yourself and be the best. Cause damn it, y'all know I'ma be me. Pure plain talent. I leave a rapper silent. Just don't see it as a challenge. Need balance and rhyme lecture. Earth, wind, and fire are winning. And I bet you pluck feathers. Getting better with age. I'm veteran. Played the role of paying dues. I'm getting better with days. Rules of confidence. I'm dominant. I'm making you a promise. If I'm not the most prominent, I don't know who is. Evaluate the truth. I tell the lies. You tend to vomit. I step into a room. Assume position. Change the climate. I'm proof that change is coming. 3D up in the IMAX. Conversation sweet. And he be bugging on my iChat. Be seeing that they see me when I'm plugging in my iMac. I see just when they thinking I be quiet, I be right back. G up every time, eyes green and they don't like that. Every time you hear it, my spirit will bring a nightcap. Check out what I'm nice at and I don't even like rap. I change hustles and I change homies. But the old me is still the same old me. Plus, I blow breeze from the same old tree. And I stay low key, but I stay no see. I change hustles and I change homies. But the old me is still the same old me. Plus, I blow breeze from the same old tree. And I stay low key, but I stay no see. I rock
the hip hop, the wish, the tip top. My guns go boom boom and your guns go pow pow.
I rock
rock the hip hop, the reach the tip top.
My guns go boom boom and your guns go pow pow.
Looky at the newie with the butter soft lips. Cookie keep it squeaky, it ain't nothing but the gift. And rookies peep the lyrics and I love to keep them pissed. They took a couple shots, aim off it so they miss. They selling out they goodies just to make it to a list. That's the same when I'm on with a hoodie and a fifth. And yeah, your man like you, but you flaw and you a risk. He loved me long time, we caught and I'm pleading fifths. The origin, the story, the glory in my approach is only woman you will meet that can lead like Moses. You ain't a G cause you take G-type poses. Extreme psychosis, the hope is that I vanish. Rather kick a little dust, rather do a little damage. I like my fellas tough, but I like to keep them pampered. I tell them what it is, they like it or leave it standing. I don't ever say goodbye, I just peace out at random. I change hustles and I change homies, but the old me is still the same old me. Plus, I blow breeze from the same old tree, and I stay low-key, but I stay known C. I change hustles and I change homies, but the old me is still the same old me. Plus, I blow breeze from the same old tree, and I stay low-key, but I stay known C. I change hustles and I change homies, but the old me is still the same old me. Plus, I blow breeze from the same old tree, and I stay low-key, but I stay known C. I change hustles and I change homies, but the old me is still the same old me. Plus, I blow breeze from the same old tree, and I stay low-key, but I stay known C.
Yeah, yeah, so this is Tiff the Gift from Virginia. She's been rapping forever. She's been doing a lot of good stuff with Phonics and Deflo, who we really like, and we played on the show a bunch. This is off of her album called It Gets Greater Later. That's fucking hard to say. Yeah. Check it out. It's called Same Old Tree. Yeah, yeah, so this is Tiff the Gift from Virginia. Should we do that all again? Yeah, yeah, so this is Tiff the Gift from Virginia. We should just make
four
this
more times.
Show. Just this.
Like a remix of us introducing this card at a time. And then we'll just do like a countdown in there. Number two. Andy, what if we called my version of the countdown that we did once a month Chopped and Drewed?
Oh, I love
it. A little segment called Chopped and Drewed, where I play some of my favorite songs.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to hear some cuts.
All right. I'm going to put that out there to our listeners. If you like the idea for Chopped and Drewed as a segment, write us at hotgarbagepodcast@gmail.com. Just put a Y for yes or an N for no, and put RE: Chopped and Drewed in the subject line, and Y or no, or RN, I mean.
Y or no.
Or full no. I only want the letter Y for yes and the full spelling of no capitalized for no. Yeah.
Is your list exclusively Chopped and Screwed tracks?
I haven't decided yet. I want to collect my Y's and my no's before I know what we're doing here, and then I'll kind of flesh out the idea. Or maybe it will do a segment every week where I make up a segment that uses my name. Like in this example, Chopped and Drewed.
I like that one. That's solid.
Or Drew Kids on the Block is about like my thoughts on parenthood. So you know, et cetera. You get it. You understand. Andy, I think we need to roll right into number two.
Number two,
because the train is coming off the tracks, and it hasn't even flattened the penny yet.
Nope.
What do we got for number two? It's been quite an eclectic journey you've taken our listeners on, though.
I have. I'm gonna take you somewhere else eclectic. I'm going to take you to my most recently added playlist. We're getting on some new shit that's just like fresh off the press here. The press being the internet. And that's just a bad analogy.
If we extend the press, kind of, this is like the yellow journalism of the internet.
This is a band that I've been just freaking out about. They're these two guys from Detroit who met in a coffee shop and play amazing acoustic video game music.
Wow.
They're called Super Guitar Bros.
Okay.
And oh man, I feel like I got to play a couple of these. First, we're gonna hear Sonic the Hedgehog.
Thank you.
I think the
is that what makes you America's team if you're watched the most?
If the Cowboys are America's team, then America is stupid and full of dupes, because the Cowboys have been totally irrelevant for going on 30 years now. Like, they haven't won anything. I don't think they've won one playoff game since like 95 or something like that.
Oh man,
totally irrelevant.
Back in the day.
Yeah, they won 3 Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah.
But like the Redskins won 3 Super Bowls in the late 80s and like 1990. Are they America's team?
No,
were they
will
ever
never be
America's team?
Are the Patriots?
Yeah, everyone hates the Patriots. They're nobody's team but Boston. Everyone's tired of Boston and hates them so much. I think, unfortunately, Pittsburgh is probably America's team. They travel the most. Those fans are the most rabid. They have the right kind of irrationality. And I hate the Steelers, too, but I think that's America's team.
You make a good argument, but it's still Dallas.
I know. Well, it's just Dallas because they've like put a trademark on that marketing. And that's the other thing, too. You've been Jerry Jones. You've been tricked. You've been tricked by smoke and mirrors into really liking a team that's been terrible for going on 3 decades right now. It's like the Knicks. It's like, I don't understand why anybody in sports media talks about the Knicks at all. They are totally irrelevant. They haven't been good in 17 years, and they suck this year.
Well, they were a dynasty team, man, back in the day when all those, like, Boston and New York and everything were super good.
New York has won, what, one title, I think, in, like, 1974 or something like that. They have not been relevant in a very, very long time.
Well, they've always got interesting players.
Do they?
Yeah.
They have Derrick Rose and Carmelo Anthony now, and they're interesting if interesting means you've heard of them before.
Well,
but they're not interesting in terms of doing anything
those two
entertaining
dudes are
on the
both
floor.
Really good players who I feel like are kind of on the way down in their careers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So that's where they ended up. But,
yeah,
you know,
the toilet of the
5
East,
years ago, both healthy, those guys on a team together would have been a really big team.
Yeah, it would have been really exciting if something that didn't happen happened in the past 7 years ago.
Yeah, you could name a lot of things.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's like if you had taken all the best players from the NFL and put them on the Cowboys 8 years ago, then I'd be like, oh, man, that's America's team. Look at all those guys.
That team's all mad.
That's fucking like America's team right there. Then you'd have a real argument. But to just say it now and have it be true.
What I
want to
see is an all Madden team in the NFL
where it's all John Maddens.
It's all Madden's picks. He takes them out, and then they play against other teams in the league every once in a while. It's kind of like a mini boss before the Super Bowl. So you might have to play against your own team if you win all Madden. It's just a risk you're playing, you know?
Is the all Madden team based on players that are active right now, or are they just players that John Madden remembers?
It's players
and
who are
still alive.
It's John Madden's friends.
So it could be like a curse. Like if you're showing early signs of CTE and John Madden happens to call your number, you have to play on the Madden team.
Oh, shit, you win all Madden. Yeah. Oh, no.
Start writing your study my brain notes right now.
Going all Madden.
Before you get drafted onto the Madden team.
It's kind of like the Hunger Games.
Yeah. And you end up, a lot of people end up shooting themselves in the chest after that game with a note that says, study my brain.
When they put 2 fingers up in the air and they blow a whistle.
You're right. The All Madden team is a tradition as important as America's team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's as important as that 6-legged turkey.
I always thought that the Colts should be America's team for obvious reasons. I don't even have to defend it. Just a more wholesome American bunch of athletes you'll never see. But
I think it definitely should be the Lions. The Lions are America's team because we get shit on constantly and we never win.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we win, they take it away from us due to shitty calls.
Just like America.
Just like America. Just like real life.
A legacy of losing.
If you want to instill in your children a healthy work ethic, and just, you know, a good sportsmanship, make them Lions fans. Because you will go from just soaring highs to just gut-wrenching bottom.
Well, and by soaring highs, you mean modest highs. If by
winning games,
if like
winning
the analogy
a game
is like is if waking up in the morning constitutes your soaring high, then yeah, you should be a Lions fan.
Man, our soaring high was we made the playoffs.
Yeah, you backed into the playoffs.
It was
on
amazing.
A 3-game losing
streak. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you're right that our kids should learn to love the Lions to get that big old that losing callus. You
get
know,
it.
Where winning becomes such an abstract and unattainable non-reality that wallowing in their own, you know, kind of mediocrity becomes satisfying.
And become Pistons fans.
Sure.
Same thing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Or, you know, I would say being a Pacers fan is a good one for that. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be riding that 500 mark. You'll whiff success, but ultimately you'll fail.
Yeah.
A basketball version of America's team.
It's probably the Bulls.
I would say.
Oh, these days it's the Cavs, though, right?
Are they America's team? I know I hate the Cavs. Of course, I'm un-American.
Well, you hate America, though.
I do. I don't believe in.
It's not the clip.
These colors do run.
You think Golden State's America's team?
Oh, no. There's a little bit too much of a backlash against them. I'm not sure that there is one in basketball. I would say the Lakers. I think the Lakers are consistently paid attention to by America, and unlike the Cowboys, they've been relevant very recently. So maybe it's them. Maybe it's the Charlotte Hornets.
I do love the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah,
they were with Muggsy Bogues and Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning. Glenn Rice played there. That's my vote for America's team. Or when the Hornets were in New Orleans, the New Orleans Hornets with Chris Paul and David West. That was America's team briefly. Now the Pelicans, no, they've squandered it. Speaking of squandered, we probably have squandered our listenership for this week, Andy, but
we've squandered our time
for our number one track of January 2017.
Number one.
Take us home, Andy, with the number one jam in your copious library of downloaded and pirated music.
Oh, man. This is a producer from the UK, from Newport, called Jewelers, who does some really interesting kind of experimental, cool like beat layering where it's just kind of, it's its own thing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So this number one sounds like the Dallas Cowboys of songs this month.
It kind of is. It's kind of, this is America's song right now. This is called When the Earth Moved off of his album, Enjoy Your Stay, that you can find on Bandcamp. Check it out. It's awesome. There's another podcast for the books right there.
Top six for your head.
Hot six, suck dicks.
Yep.
No, this would be the
Be the episode where I would skip right through the chatter and just listen to the songs because we had a great top six. Andy,
we tell you that at the end if you made it this far.
Yeah, your reward is to go back and just listen without the talking. And check out those jams again. You can find most of the music that Andy played tonight on Bandcamp. A lot of it is Pay What You Want. And we hope that if you're enjoying the music, you're going to download it and maybe leaving the artists a little bit of love in the form of money.
Do that
while you're there. Speaking of a little bit of love, we want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. It means a lot for you, to us, for you to have you joining in and checking us out on a weekly basis. We hope you're subscribing to the show on iTunes. This one and others like it's going to hit your iPhone, iPod on Thursday afternoon. So please continue to download the show. Please continue to tell your friends about Hot Garbage. And please continue to write us in at hotgarbagepodcast@gmail.com. H-A-U-T-E, garbagepodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. And we got lots of big stuff coming up in 2017.
Huge 2017.
Great
guests. Stick around.
All kinds of cool stuff happening. So keep with us, and we will see you at the show. We got one more here. We got to go out hot in a Portland kind of cool, like, doom psych band called Holy Mountain Drifter doing a cover of my favorite David Bowie song, Moon Age Daydream.
at the show.